Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Well, hey there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. If this is your first time, we're a podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. There is no hiding. There's no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, we are throwing our first unofficial Bravo Star Day. We are going to reflect on the hard things we've done this month so we can celebrate our wins and remind ourselves that we can do hard things. Are you ready to celebrate with us? Let's talk. Well, hello there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies.
I just heard Isaiah.
He couldn't hold it in. Guys, my little boy is talking up a storm and not letting us record, but that's okay.
I just heard David, come on.
This is real life. You wanted the real and real WW talk. This is it.
We got it.
That's okay. David's the fourth member and Isaiah is the fifth member of Real WW talk. So
it's our behind the scenes crew.
Real life, guys. Real life.
If you're on the podcast, you're missing the look that Candace is shooting, the eyes.
It's the mom eye where you're like, it's like the moment we start, he's like, I'm coming downstairs right now. And I'm just screaming. I'm like, okay.
It's that look like when you're in like an important place and all of a sudden your child starts making noise and you, uh-huh. It's the eye, like, yeah. It's so many words.
I just keep thinking of the news anchor. You remember that he was recording and then his wife came in because the kid came in and was toddling in. And I'm like, I get you now. Because no matter how I try to plan, Erin and Ricky, I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys. I want this to be professional, but Isaiah won't let me.
Okay. He's our baby. He's allowed. Ladies, can you believe we are now at the end of April? What? How are we about to start May? My word.
Almost 5 months into the year. Like, that is
so fast.
I was thinking, Erin, about our discussion. What was it? Several episodes ago about where do we want to be by June 1st? Mm. And that's almost a month away. Like, that quick.
Yeah.
From, oh, it's a few months away to like, no, we're here.
Yes. I mean, and that's why, like, we sit down and we think about these things, we plan them out because the time will pass anyway, mm-hmm. right? And how quickly the time will pass, it will run us or we get to run it. And that's a really conscious decision, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, mm-hmm. I was thinking that a good way for us, you know, we typically will, you know, do something to kind of plan the beginning of the month to, okay, like, okay, here's where we are on our goals. What do we need to do? But I thought it would be fun for us to celebrate our wins, to spend an episode just celebrating hard things that we've done this month and the wins. Because, you know, when things get hard, it's real easy to stay in the hard and not see hope.
and not see the good things as that 1% change, as our boy James Clear from Atomic Habits would say. So how do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about breaking out our jazz hands and Bravo fingers and all?
I was going to say, this just sounds like a Bravo star celebration, like in the works. Oh. I'm super excited and I didn't come prepared. I mean, I feel like I should have known we were going to do this, or I would have had some, you know.
We need our gloves. Or little stars on paper or something like that.
We still love you. We have the gloves.
We just need to
bring them and put them next to our table so that they're ready to go.
Nadine is our in-person meeting coach, or was. She's now retired from WW, but she gave us these awesome, like, glittery gloves for us to wear as, like, Bravo star fingers, which was so great. So, you know what? I thought maybe I would kick it off with some celebrations from inside the Real WW Talk Facebook group. And by the way, anybody can join, just search Real WW Talk on Facebook. First up is Emily. She says, "Hey guys," and I love this in all caps, "we can do hard things," 3 exclamation points. "I jogged an entire 5K on my treadmill this morning."
Wow. Incredible.
Bravo star. Bravo star.
High five. Do you guys remember, like, when you did your first 5K?
Yes.
Tell me about your first 5K that you remember doing.
It was a breast cancer 5K, but not for myself.
We're laughing because Candace had breast cancer.
I had breast cancer. We can laugh
now. Not funny,
like, I'm going to eradicate breast cancer out of this world and do a 5K for it back when I was in, like, I was younger, but it was my first. And I was so excited to cross because it was in DC, I believe. And it was my first in-person kind of race. And I got a medal at the end and they handed out water and I had a shirt and I was so proud of myself. So it's always awesome. A core memory. How about you? Yeah.
I'm trying to remember because once I started doing them, I just, there was a year or two where I just did so many of them, but I'm pretty sure the first one was the Baltimore Women's Classic, because I think Erin, you had recommended it and a couple other people in the meeting room had recommended it. They're like, they give you a cold towel and a rose. I'm like, sign me up. So it was all women. It was, you know, it really, mostly flat. There was a big hill at one point, but mostly flat, rude, around Baltimore, very scenic, very beautiful. And you get a cold towel and a beautiful rose handed to you, usually by gentlemen at the end. So it was easier than I thought it would be, but still, you know, I've always been a walker. I'm not, you know, I grew up with terrible asthma. Running, it's just not for me, but it was a great experience.
My first 5K, which I shared this, I don't remember, a bunch of episodes ago. So shout out to everybody who's been listening since the beginning. It was somebody within our meeting space, John, who had mentioned that he just decided to do a 5K on his treadmill one night. And I went, Could I do that? And that week I just did it and I couldn't believe it, because it felt like such a big deal to walk that long and that far on the treadmill. And then my first official 5K was the Baltimore Women's Classic. And just the feeling of crossing the finish line, because I was nowhere close to my goal weight. I was probably another 20 pounds heavier than I am now. And maybe 25, actually a little bit more. It's always at the end of June and it's Baltimore summer and it's right at the Baltimore Harbor. So you're getting all the humidity and stuff. And so it was such, you were talking about doing hard things. That was such a challenge, but the feeling that I had when I crossed that finish line, how proud I felt of myself. And then you get that cold towel that they put across the back of your neck, plus the rose and the bottle of water. I was like, I'm in.
I am a runner, walker runner. I don't care. I got a medal. I got a rose. I got a cold towel. Yep. All is well in the world.
Yeah. The downside about those races is all those greedy runners, they eat all the, like, the watermelon and the oranges. So you've got, like, half a banana left on the table when you're done walking.
They're so serious about runner, their fruit.
Think about the walkers. That's right. Leave us some nice fruit.
Give us a little something. We need a little something, something. This is hard for us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was Emily's hard thing. What have you guys, let's go around the room, the table. What's a hard thing that you did this month that you're really proud of that was a win?
Erin, you always throw it off to us. I'm going to start it with you. I want you to start us off.
Oh my gosh.
Do the honor. We want to celebrate you first.
Yeah. Well, okay. This is going to sound like an odd, hard thing, but I had a 50-day tracking streak that I let lapse. And the hard thing for me in that was, that became the win, was not feeling guilt around letting a 50-day tracking streak go, and also then not throwing in the towel on my tracking streak. Because at the beginning of the year, I made this grandiose post in the Real WW Talk Facebook group that I would rather be able to look back instead of having this perfect tracking streak and be overwhelmed by it at the end of the year. I would rather see that I tracked for like 325 out of 366 versus have a really strong tracking streak, like 75 days, and then that be the end of it. So it's okay to pick up a tracking streak, if one drops. So that was my win. It lapsed, and then I've picked it back up, and here I go.
Bravo, stars. First off, you know, because it's hard when you have a streak and the streak goes, and you know, as a recovering perfectionist, that's something that, you know, I've striven for in the past. And when it's gone, to pick back up is more of a mental exercise than anything. Yes. So that's major. Congratulations.
Yes. And one other thing to add with it too, is I could have gone back in and saved it because I love they give you an extra day now, but I didn't want to go in and just put an orange in to save it. Like I really wanted to be completely honest with my streak, and I didn't feel like I could do that. And for me, it was a conscious choice to let it lapse and start over, not out of a place of perfection, but just out of pure, you know, honesty and accountability. Because when I start skirting around, like, well, I'll just put this in here and I'll just put it, you know, like that doesn't
slippery slope.
Yeah. Very slippery slope for me. So I'd rather have the full accountability with it. Yeah. So, okay. Who's next?
Well, so I guess for me, I've kind of shared this a little bit the past couple of episodes, but I'm just proud that I've been continuing with the evening workouts. That's something that was a major mind shift for me, because even though I wasn't doing the morning workouts anymore, it was hard for me to get out of the mindset of it's okay to change to the evening, or it's okay to say I work out when I can. And sometimes it's in the morning and sometimes it's in the afternoon or evening. So for me, the hard thing was just changing my mindset and getting out and doing walks, even if it means it's after dinner. I think I also had a mindset of once I'm on the couch for the evening, yeah, I'll get up every now and then and walk in place. But I never used to, you know, go outside and like go for a walk. But I have a friend who had, you know, really wanted to start seeing some progress in her own health journey. So we live 15 minutes away from each other. Why don't we meet and walk after dinner? And we started with once a week. And, you know, I've had other friends who been able to walk with as well. So it's been, you know, I don't want to have to rely on other people to get up and get out and work out. But the fact that I'm doing it and making that commitment to each other and to myself to work out in the evening, it's made a big difference.
That's awesome.
And I love that you did what you needed to do. It's not about if you need accountability or need someone to walk with you at the beginning. There's no right or wrong. And I love that you embraced different times of day and using what you need right now. That's great.
And I love the piece too of recognizing that you're not trying to be dependent on other people for it, that they're the motivation, but they're part of the joy.
Right.
Of getting to do this. And so sometimes the joy is walking by yourself, and sometimes the joy is walking with other people.
Exactly.
I love the win, mind shift, all of it. Yay. Mm-hmm.
I told you, I need Bravo stars. I'll send them to you after, I promise.
Candace?
April is a hard month for me emotionally. I've shared on the podcast and on all of our platforms, you know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in April, mm-hmm. earlier in the month. And it's a time of great reflection and how my life changed 2 years ago. And it's an opportunity that I may have used to overeat or to eat my feelings. And I am proud that I did not do that this month or throughout the month, because there's just been different times where I've been triggered and I chose to use exercise and journaling and all the tools that I've talked about that I've had that I had never really leaned on in the past. I did that this time. And I saw a change in how I process things. I went to a virtual meeting and cried in front of it was very unprompted. Like, I was on the Peloton on this virtual meeting at 5:30 in the morning. And I was like, yeah. I was diagnosed on this day. I mean, I just let it out. Didn't mean to. And I think I scared the coach, but she was very gracious. But it felt good to not use something mm-hmm. that I've used in the past, which is food, to fix an emotion. Because it's one thing for us to continue to say these things on the podcast mm-hmm. and in our sharings with each other. It's another thing to implement it and to really see how it works in your life. And I see that it really does make a difference for me to share openly and to move my body when I'm in a time of emotional stress or, you know, dysregulation. Mm-hmm. So.
We said, how many times have we said, if hunger isn't the problem, food isn't the solution to it? And that's so amazing to see you being able to put that into action. And at the same point too, grief is sneaky.
Yeah.
It comes up in ways that you don't understand or you don't see it coming. And, who is it? John Delaney. If you guys listen to his podcast, I love it. It's a therapy podcast. There's all kinds of wild stuff. It makes me feel better about myself. But he'll often say that the body keeps count. The body will keep score, even though you know, if you find yourself feeling dysregulated, if you will, like, got to dig a little deep. And what are those emotions telling you and why? And that's it. Sometimes it can be an easy thing. You're like, why do I feel this way right now? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, that's because this was happening this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been life-changing to really, like I said, embrace those things that have been in my mind for so long about what needs to happen and to give mm-hmm. myself proof that it really does do what we preach that it does, that hunger isn't the problem. Food's not the answer. Use your words, you know, exercise, and how it really has changed how I approach difficult times in the future, because I have mm-hmm. that. I had now given myself a benchmark or given myself something to reference, you know, and say, oh, you did that this time. And see how good you felt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. Are we doing another round? Oh my gosh. It's like,
I love it. Well, I'm going to go over to someone else from inside of our group. And I love, this is actually comes from WW Support Lisa. So Lisa is one of the part of the WW support team. So if you go to one of the online meetings, she's one of the people that, you know, drop information into like the sidebar, or if you've got any questions, you can ask them to her. She is there to support, the meeting coach. And so she will on occasion, pop into our group and let us know what meetings that she is doing support for. So you've got a friendly face when you join in. So we love you, Lisa. Lisa just dropped in this really great comment that just can really point us towards how we think about hard things. She says, Memorial Day signifies the beginning of summer. Warm weather, cookouts, vacation. On Memorial Day, when you look back on your spring, how will you feel? Will you be proud of yourself? And will you be proud of, quote unquote, all the things, and you tried your best? Did you put forth a grand effort, no matter what the scale says. Mm-hmm. And I love thinking, when we think about doing hard things, I think those are just some really good questions that we can ask ourselves, like, is, you know, use it as a good filter. Mm-hmm. And then Jason dropped in and he said, I am so proud of myself. I lost 2.6 pounds this week and I have lost 71.2 pounds total since recommitting to WW in October of 2023.
Wow. Incredible.
That's amazing. I know Jason said he's got a, he said elsewhere within the group that he's got a little bit more weight to lose, but to lose 71.2 since October tells me that Jason's been doing the hard things. Mm-hmm. And Jason has been laser focused on doing what he needs to do to get where he, to get where he wants to be. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Jason. That's an awesome accomplishment.
I loved when he shared that and he shared a picture of himself. You know, I love when our members share, you know, photos of them not only being active, but he's one who also shares that as well. So I'm really proud of him. Congratulations.
Yay. Yay. All right, ladies, what's another hard thing that we've conquered this month?
Who wants me? Yeah, your turn.
Well, I did it first the last time.
Okay. Then Ricky, you have to go in order.
You keep calling.
We go like this on my screen for those who like.
Well, then Candace, in order. And then Erin, and then me.
No, it's you, because you're at the top.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
I'll go. Fine. No. It'll be me. Okay.
I can.
Well, a little similar to your hard thing, Candace. Mm-hmm. This has been a really mentally taxing month for me, because I had to have some surgery, and I've had female issues since I was like 20. It's funny. I went back and looked through some of my paperwork as I prepared for surgery. About a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago. And just rolling through the history of crappery that is my uterus. So, but
I love how you worded that, Erin.
How do you love that? How do you love that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not been great. And the interesting thing for me is I hadn't quite counted on the emotional toll that this would take, because the operation that I had has effectively ended any hope or any chance of being able to have children. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, like, I'm going to be 43 years old this year, and I'll joke and say, there ain't no way I want a 7-year-old when I'm 50. And as much as I believe that, there's also this part of me that just wrestles with that in feeling of that inherent femininity type of thing, that's a closed door for me. I'm not getting emotional. Lock it down, Branham.
Okay.
I know. It's okay. But that's been a big wrestle. It's been a really big wrestle for me. And Candace, I know that you have felt that wrestle as well as you went through your breast cancer journey and, you know, treatment stuff that you're on right now, because it's, you know, it's a closed door. And when it's something that you had always wanted and it never happened and it's a closed door.
Yeah.
It's just making peace with that finality, peace with that finality. Mm-hmm. And a part of that is, how do you, when you're going through hard stuff to your point, what are the things that we use to comfort ourselves? And so I share in your hard thing of not turning to food as my comfort, which meant I sat in more discomfort, because not only was it, not only was I dealing with this part of it, but also I didn't have the thing that has
temporarily comfort me in the past. Mm-hmm. And it's learning to create those new pathways of this was never the solution in the first place.
Yeah.
Food was never the solution to begin with. But when you've used it as your solution for so long, my gosh, if there's ever a time for me to do it, this is the time for me to do it, because my gosh, the next time something comes around, I can point to this, you know, to your point and go, well, listen, it can't be half as bad as whatever this was.
Navigating between gratitude and grief is not for the faint of heart.
Yes.
And that's something. And like you said, food has been, when you hear people who talk about food addiction or who struggle, food has been in some ways a friend, maybe a bad friend, but it's been there. It's something that is consistent, and being able to say, that's not what's serving me now as I'm going through all of these big emotions, because, you know, my heart is definitely wed to yours because of the type of breast cancer I have. I really wanted to expand my family and give Isaiah a sibling. And that's just not a reality for me in a traditional, in the way that I wanted. I understand. Right. Everybody wants to tell you about all the other options. Got it.
Right.
I'm saying the way that I thought it was going to be. So right. I understand those emotions. And like you said, it's tough to do, but you're doing it. And it's the harder thing is to feel, but it's actually the freer thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, even if it hurts, it's like, I need to feel it deeply.
That's a big part of it is that part. And you know, when things happen to us that we don't get a choice
to
participate in, it's having to release that part of it. Now I can go kick. I'm going to go kicking, screaming. It doesn't change the outcome. And the sooner that I can come to peace with that part of it, the better that I am.
Yeah.
And that it's been, my brain has been wild.
Well, it sounds like despite that, you know, all the processing that you're doing, you've been able to, like, you've set yourself up so that when you're in this situation, you're able to handle it. Like, you're able to feel the feelings, but also not feel the feelings through inappropriate means, like binge eating ice cream. Like, you did the hard work before, so you could, like, do the hard work now without sabotaging yourself.
Yes. And that's another reason why we say let the tears flow, because there's freedom. And I told you, I cried during the Weight Watchers meeting randomly with 150 random people, but that's okay. You know, I think we sometimes don't appreciate, or we feel that we need to hide the emotion, you know, and there's freedom in just letting it be. Mm-hmm. And letting it flow, because it's freedom for others too, because you're giving other people permission to say, it's okay to, I don't have to stuff this down.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we use food and other things to stuff it down. So if that's not a Bravo, I mean,
that's God. Right.
Are you trying to compete to see who gets the biggest Bravo star? Like, now I want to share my next thing.
I know. I can't.
I'm kind of winning right now. So
Aaron gets five.
No. I lit my uterus on fire. That deserves points.
I'm always like, but cancer. No.
Okay, fine.
Trust me, I don't want to.
Preventing cancer.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm cancer free. I'm not claiming that in my life anymore. It's gone.
Ricky, what do you have?
No. Yeah. Oh, God. I mean,
say nothing. We're okay with you having nothing.
Like, yes. Really nothing that compares to that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, okay. My next chair, I'll tell you mine. You know, I have a victory that I've been really proud of. And this has been since the beginning of the year. I made a commitment to really drastically reduce my eating out.
Okay.
Not eliminate completely, but drastically reduce. And I now, if you were to look at Atomic Habits as the benchmark, I have casted more votes for being a person who eats at home than a person who eats out. And that's new for me. My husband and I have been tracking in our budget. And I mean, I think we're now at thousands of dollars for the year on saved from not eating out. And I'm seeing not only changes in my blood work, but my weight, which is what we always want. And my ability to just like anything that I desire, I found out how to make it at home and realized that I actually like it more. Mm. You know, so for me, that's been major because I'm a person who I would say the majority of my meals were eaten out for most of my adult life, you know. Okay. So to make that switch this year has been really, really great. So
that's amazing. Because that takes a lot of prepping. It takes planning.
Yeah.
I'm the cooking and you're trying to do that with a 3-year-old and that's something.
But trying to model habits that I want, you know, Isaiah to be able to look at and say, okay, you know, we did have home cooked meals or we did do these things. He has his preference now for the homemade burger than the Five Guys burger that might be $15. I don't know, because the prices have gone up so much. That's also an incentive, you know, to do it. So I wanted to not give myself the pressure of saying I'm never going to eat out again, because I like to be social. I like to go out with friends and grab a meal from time to time, but it really is now from time to time. So I'm really proud of that.
What's your favorite thing that you've made at home? What's one of your favorite dishes?
I mean, this is going to sound so weird for me to say, but I'm now more of a breakfast person and I'm really into my avocado toast. Don't laugh. My avocado toast with my egg on it that I'll do as a light frying, and I'll put a little bit of everything but the bagel seasoning or in a little cottage cheese just to give it some protein. You know, I don't know if I'm going to put a tomato on it because I don't really like tomatoes, but you know, cut up a mango on the side and I feel really fancy.
I thought you were going to say meatballs and chickpeas. And I almost
meatballs. I'm here with you. The chickpeas are just, I'm not there yet. I'm still Trump. Ricky, what did she make us? Was it a pudding with chickpeas?
Or it was like a cookie dough.
And she was so excited and it was good, but yeah, it wasn't bad. I'm not there yet, Erin.
That's great. It was a cookie dough. And I made a chickpea pizza crust that's in the WW app.
But you didn't make that for us.
Didn't I?
No.
Oh, well, I guess we'll have to eat at my house.
Yeah. Don't we have a meeting coming up?
Anytime we eat at my house, they're like, okay, is it beans or sweet potatoes?
Right. Well, she's like the mother that comes with you with like the magic spoon. And she's like, hey, try this one. And you're like, what's in it?
What'd you do?
Although you did make me realize that I like sausage, because I swore I didn't like sausage.
There you go.
I went to Erin's house to record some things and she made me breakfast and she made me chickpea. It was chickpea waffles and some type of sausage that she made fresh. And I was like, gee, golly, she made this. I need to try it. And it was actually really good.
I did an egg and cheese and maple syrup on it.
Good.
That was good stuff.
Delicious.
Now I need it again. Okay. That's my share.
Ricky. So mine, I think, Candace, you kind of reminded me of something that I've done and that's been challenging. I know I've shared a lot that, you know, it's easy for me to go to a drive-thru. It's easy, for anyone to go through a drive-thru. That's going to be the easier option. Is it the healthier option? No. I decided this past Easter for Lent to give up fast food. And that didn't mean eating out. Like, it was just fast food specifically. So no McDonald's, no Burger King, no Taco Bell, any of that. So it might sound like, okay, well, that's not that hard. But when you're doing that like once or twice a week, it is. And I successfully did that for Lent.
Yay!
And I was really proud of that. And since then, I still have not had fast food. I've still gone out to eat. I've gone for an occasion. I don't count somewhere like Panera or, you know, like things like that. But I have not been to.
If you can sit in your car and they pass it through a window.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there is a drive-through Panera near me. That's why I said it. There's a drive-through Panera near me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's why I didn't count. Because you can get a salad from there. And I'm not getting French fries from Panera. So that's why. And I'm not getting a burger. Mm-hmm. Even though their bakery stuff is dangerous. I feel like the choices I'm making at Panera, even though they could be higher in points, are not as artery clogging as McDonald's or Burger King or something like that. So I was really proud of that. And I continued it. I haven't really wanted to stop at a fast food place since Easter is over. So I feel like that I broke a habit and I'm praying it continues. But yeah.
You have to start somewhere. And I think that what we may see as small is big in the long run. Because once you see that you can do that, I think it shows, just like you said with the exercise, oh, I can exercise in the evening. It's all of these things that are challenging beliefs that we had that we couldn't do.
Yeah,
I love that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay.
How are we celebrating?
I know, right?
McDonald's, darn it.
I know how we're going to celebrate. Let's go eat.
Just ruined my share and everything, just messing up. So, because I really did go there.
Ladies, I love this. I think we need to make this, like, maybe, I don't know, every 3 months or so we do a win episode. I love this.
Let's call it Bravo Day.
I love that.
You can make Aaron, you can make a graphic for us and happy Bravo Day.
I love that, Candace.
And people can share in our Facebook group what your Bravos are, and then we can share them on here from time to time. Okay.
I love it.
I love it. I think that's a great idea. We've definitely just started something. All right. So we're doing it.
And people who are on the podcast, we just put our hands in. It's real.
That's right.
It's happening.
Friends forever.
It's from Saved by the Bell, guys. That's how you know when you put the hand in and pull it out and sing the song, it's going to happen.
And you're in. This is it. Okay. Well, we've unofficially just started our first Bravo Day.
Yay.
And we will work to make that an official thing. So since today is the first unofficial Bravo Day, what we would love is if you would drop your wins either in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. If you're watching this on YouTube, drop it in the comments. Instagram, shoot us a little message. Let us know what your win is. You know, when we share the things that we're conquering and we're sharing the wins behind it, not only does it encourage ourselves to think about the hard things differently, but it shows other people what's possible. And to me, when you don't have hope, you don't have much. It keeps you stuck. And these are the little things that give hope, help us grow, help us see that there's more, that there's more that we can do in a really positive way and feel really good about it. So yay for the wins. Yay. Well, we hope you have a great week. We'd love to hear from you. And we will see you next time. Bye. Bye.